From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he'll visit the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands next week, after both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes in recent weeks, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Widespread communications outages, shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello Tuesday sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious situation the island faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, you know, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged. The federal government has increased emergency funds. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground, and thousands of U.S. troops are on the way. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has urged feuding South Sudanese leaders Tuesday to seize what she called this last chance to salvage a 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that has forced millions from their homes.
This is the last chance at salvaging the peace agreement in South Sudan. The different parties to the conflict must use the next several weeks to commit themselves to this process and to conclude it.
Addressing the Security Council Tuesday, she called for support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. The U.S. diplomat scheduled to visit South Sudan next month. This is VOA News.